Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tasha Cobbs this morning, forever, oh, for your glory. Now, because she says forever in your presence, forever in your glory, my mind just ran into it. And yes, we would love to be in his presence always and always if we can. Let's do exactly that on a daily basis. And I believe it's possible to be in his presence daily, 24/7. Tasha Cobbs. And before that, Lighten Letsholo, Bokang Modimo wa Kganya. And it is the marketplace time with me, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. The Queen is in the house. My Queen, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
And that song was a request from you.
Yes,
so
it was
a dedication to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It just got me in the zone.
Praise the Lord for that. We are back in the marketplace. I know that we want to pray for South Africa. Can we do that at the end?
Yes, we
when
can.
When we're praying for the marketplace people, because they are the ones who make South Africa.
Great.
The economy is made by people in the marketplace.
That is it.
So this morning I'm like, marketplace people, hello.
Hello.
So we are back at it again. And today we're talking about how to use our gifts, our talents, and our abilities for the glory of the Lord in the marketplace.
That is it. God has given us so much to be able to showcase his glory in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And I think we all spend a lot of time in the marketplace. If we really look at our day and where we spend our time working, that is the bigger portion of our lives. That is a bigger portion of our daily time that we awake. It's in there in the marketplace. So marketplace ministry is so important.
Yeah.
And that is why I'm here to come and encourage those who are in the marketplace to know how important it is for them to be right there where God has created a place and a place for them in the marketplace. That is your pulpit.
Now, my queen, let me ask you a question. How do you become... Or how do you bring the glory at the marketplace? Last time we were talking about some of the things that we would experience at the marketplace where people would be at loggerheads. And sometimes it's in the boardroom.
Yes.
Sometimes it's in the offices. And there's all that turmoil. How do you still bring the glory of the Lord in that space?
So it's important to show up in your true identity. And I think I will keep on coming back to that, to the Radio Pulpit family, because I think when we lose out on who we are as we are showing up in the marketplace, we then don't know how important it is, because you can only demonstrate the glory of God in an environment when you show up as a child of God. But if we are showing up in the marketplace just like an HR manager, an IT consultant, a receptionist, a secretary, a marketing professional, a director, then you are there demonstrating what you've been given in the world. But if you show up first in your true identity in Christ as a believer, as a child of God, and with the skills of a marketplace professional, HR, IT, marketing, all of that, then that is where the glory of God will be demonstrated. Because wherever I go, I understand I'm here to establish the kingdom of God in this environment. And so when I come, it says our lives are hidden and in Christ and in Christ in God. So when I come and show up, every seat where I sit, every place where I walk, as I pass the threshold of the company, as I show up in the morning, as I drive into the car park, I understand I have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. So if I come there with the Holy Spirit and his power, then wherever I am, that glory will be demonstrated. The anointing has just fallen on me there.
And that's why it's important to prepare before you leave the house.
Absolutely. That's why I say people want to get into the marketplace. When by the time you arrive there, your boss has called you, there's a report that has not worked, your client is complaining, you are not ready. So if you want to go and start praying when you have arrived there, the enemy has already set some calamities for you before you arrive. So children of God should really always, the Bible says, be ready in and out of season. So be always ready. as you're coming to the marketplace. As I said, that is the most spiritual environment. You never know what you will meet in the marketplace. You may be planning. You know, a lot of the times I plan, this is my to-do list. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. And it does, 80% of the time, it doesn't go according to plan, right? Because there's a phone call. Now you're doing something else. You're canceling a meeting. You're postponing something because something else has happened. And we have to be flexible with that. So, and that is why Matthew 6 says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has got troubles of its own. You are not even aware what is going to happen tomorrow. But if we live with that presence of God, then we will be ready to deal with all the things that comes at us.
So most of the times when we hear how to glorify the Lord with our talents, and you're thinking, so if I have this product, it has to sell more than everybody else's, then that's the glory of the Lord. That's what we think sometimes. Or we were made to believe that's how it ought to go. So how should we be doing it?
That is part of the gospel. And you know, last night I was teaching about that, and I was saying that I think sometimes we are running away from the fact that God wants us to be wealthy, because he has said in his word, Deuteronomy 8:18, it is God that gives you the power to get wealth. And why? The Bible tells us why. It tells us it's not about for me to buy a bigger car and for me to live in a bigger house and for me to go on the most expensive holidays and wear designer clothing. It says so that he, God, may establish his covenant, not mine, with which he has sworn to our forefathers. So the gospel is not complete. It's not all the gospel, but the gospel is not complete unless we understand that God does want us to have the resources so that the gospel can be carried to the uttermost parts of the earth. When people start talking about, are you part of that prosperity gospel? No, I'm not part of the prosperity gospel. I'm part of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it includes prosperity.
And that very same wealth is the one that's going to also minister in the church, right?
Absolutely.
To make sure that the gospel goes out.
That's the point, to the uttermost parts of the earth. And sometimes we just have presence of mind. It's just about me. It's just about my household. It's just about my family. You're always praying just about yourself. When God called Abraham out of his father's house, out of his family, out of his wherever Abraham lived, he said, I am going to make your name great. I am going to make you a great nation, and I am going to bless you until through you all nations of the earth have been blessed. So I'm telling you today, Radio Pulpit family, you are part of the Bless Me Club. I want to rattle some people here today. Because it seems like we want to sign up for the Kiss Me Club, but no, that's not the gospel. That is not the gospel. And we must set the record straight. Just because there's error in what has been happening, just because some person goes off the rails, just because some pastor has done something in some village somewhere and gone off the rails, doesn't mean that the gospel has changed. We must stick to what the scripture says. And part of that gospel is that you will have prosperity so that you can be a blessing. There are places where we must go to meet the needs. We will preach the gospel, but if we find someone there who is hungry, we are able to meet that need. We cannot lay our hands on the person and say, receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. They surrender their lives to Christ, and then we leave them there starving and we walk away. That also is not the complete gospel.
It's an error. It's an error right
there. So that is the reason why you must win in the marketplace. So you have the ability to make sure that the gospel is not only preached by words, but it's demonstrated with the power. And that is why you've been given power to get wealth.
So last time I remember, our second meeting or first meeting, you mentioned that Christians in the marketplace are also found to be gossiping, coming late, no excellence in that. And you spoke about the importance of excellence in the marketplace. What are some of the things that we need to do away with and those that we need to take up as we are now looking into glorifying him in the marketplace? So excellence is part of that.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it's you know, we have this conversation about is it important? You have your strengths and you have your weaknesses, right?
Mm.
So sometimes we will look at it and say, must I attend to my weaknesses and try to eradicate them?
Yeah.
Or must I focus on my strengths?
Yeah.
So I think how I want, because I'm coming to rattle all of us here this morning. I feel that spirit on me this morning. So I will say to you, if you are focusing, and that's what they also say, if you want to know counterfeit money, you don't study counterfeit money, you study real money.
Yes.
So that you easily can see the counterfeit.
Yes.
So if you show up in the marketplace in your true identity, then we don't have to talk to you about gossiping, because it shouldn't be part of your nature. We can't talk to you about late coming, your punctuality, cheating on your leave forms. When you're on leave, you don't put in a leave. We don't even have to talk about that. So I'm not going to talk about that, Sibongile. So I'm not even going to answer that. But if you show up as God wants you to show up, if you are in the true nature that you are now supposed to demonstrate, because we have left that old life that we live, you are now a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
You now represent Him. Then what is gossip now part of you? Why is timekeeping part of you? Why is it that we are not sure when you are at work and when you are at not? Why is your manager policing you? Why do people need to put things in place when you are supposed to work remotely from home? Why do we have to track you on your laptop? This should not even be spoken about for believers. That should exactly be the attraction of believers in the marketplace. Because when they saw the disciples, it says, these ones look like they've been with Christ. Therefore, we are going to call them Christians.
Mm.
Right. So when we also show up in the marketplace, people should say, there's something different about them. And when they eventually find out what is that difference, it's Christ-likeness.
Mm. Mm. So part of that is integrity. We need to have integrity.
That is one of the main things of God. When God says something, He means it. He doesn't mean something else. So when the Bible tells us something, it is God who gives you the power to. It doesn't mean it's anything else. It means exactly that.
Mm.
So how can we trust God? Because of the integrity
that
of God and His word. It says He and His word is one.
Mm.
So if He says something, you can't go back. The Bible says He will not even alter what He has said. You know what altering mean? If I alter this jacket, it means I don't even change the whole jacket, right? I just make a small change.
Yeah.
It says God will not even alter His covenant.
Hmm.
He is not going to tell you, Prudence, this is my desire for you. And then when I come back, oh Lord, he tells me something.
No, sorry.
You know about that promise that I made to you? You know, now this other person didn't give you the money. Now I can't. That is not our God.
Ish. He doesn't go like that.
No, he doesn't roll like that.
And so we should be our Father's children.
Oh my, that's why I said, just show up in your true identity. And you know, when we do that, because we all have shortcomings. I talk to you about the humility that I always sit and reflect about how God chose me. Like that boggles my mind all the time.
Yeah.
But the point is, when we are saying, Galatians 2:20 talks about the life I now live. I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me. I don't even live my own life anymore.
Mm.
I live the exchange life in Christ.
Mm.
So this is not me. So people must come. What happened to you? Exactly.
Mm.
If I look the same as I looked before and my friends don't even know something has happened to me, my family don't even know, there's a problem right there, because this is the inspired life of God in me. There must be a difference, whether I'm in the marketplace, whether I'm in my friend circle, whether I'm with my children in my home. They must see, there must be a difference. So that difference is where the glory of God is seen.
And it says
when people see it, they glorify your Father in heaven.
Mm.
You don't even have to do that.
Mm.
They will just say, no, you know, we've never had an employee like this.
Mm.
We've never had a manager in this company like this.
Mm.
What is it that makes you different? And a lot of the time people don't care, because whatever that thing is that they are benefiting from, they want to see more of the same.
So
I want believers to
to be identified with what is good.
You want to stand
if
out in the marketplace.
Good, we want it.
That's it. And when you are in the marketplace, you want to stand out. And I know I talked the other time about people want to blend in. No. As a child of God, you are supposed to stand out. People must come and want to interrogate and find out what is it that makes you different. And then you have the opportunity to present Christ to them.
Sure. I see Shazia Queen. Hello to you. May God awesomely bless you too. One of the things that I have, because I think we do forget, is the Bible says whenever we do something, we ought to do it as though we are doing it unto the Lord. And I think even in the marketplace, that's the mindset that we need to have. When you're going out, remember, it's not about you.
No, you've just gone to like master's level right there. You've gone to master's level here. We are just trying to show up as believers in the marketplace. Sibongile, really, that's not fair. You have just gone. Now you're telling us when we work as unto the Lord. Remember, God sees all things, right? So if we're going to work unto the Lord, so it just shows that we don't even have that in our minds.
No.
Because we wouldn't be coming there late. That's why people come late in the church on Sunday, and then God will understand. Do you go late to your workplace? Does your boss understand? If you were to work as unto the Lord, I tell people, they sometimes ask me when I travel.
What makes us relax, especially when it comes to God?
Because we think God is understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, we think God knows. And then we have this, God understands, God knows. God does know, but he does not understand, because if we say he is God, that's by implication you say something. So if they say, come and see the president on a particular day, are you going to be late for the meeting with the president?
Of course
not. Like, you would have waited 6 months for that meeting.
You're
in the
not
first
even
place.
Going to sleep. You'll be like,
thank you very much.
Every hour.
Like, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Before the devil starts making you late that day, right? So you will make sure that you're on time. So the president himself also will not understand when you come late. So when we say God understands all these things, then yes, he may understand. But if you say he is God, you see, when you say someone is God, he is Jehovah. Mm. He is the all-sufficient one, all authorities in his hands. Mm. He's the creator of heaven and earth. When you say he is that, then how does he understand the sloppiness of how we show up, how casual we are, how we dress, how we represent him? How do we do that when he is God?
So even our dress code counts?
Wow. You see, in the Bible, God dressed the priests.
Yeah.
They could have just been casual. Why would God even concern himself? You will wear this kind of clothing. When you come into my presence, you will do that. Yeah, people have forgotten that. They think it is just a new thing. Just because denominations has taken that on. A dress code is very important, because sometimes, I just want to finish this point. Sometimes you can't evangelize because of your dress code. Because if everything is hanging out, how will you evangelize to me about Christ?
And I found that even in the marketplace, especially when we go to the vendors, so they'll be sitting with their potatoes, their bananas and stuff. You always choose this one who's dressed in a particular remarkable way. You're like, I don't believe. So clean, so prim and proper. And they're selling just bananas. And you go to those ones, you are attracted. And even they wear a smile, because we're talking about wearing. They wear a smile.
That's it. I will say again, when we were trained again as ambassadors, they told us the way you are addressed, As when we go through the diplomatic queues in the airports and all of that, the way you are dressed, let no one think like, are you really an ambassador? Okay, please, can you give me your credentials? Give me your papers. So there is something about dress code that is important, because how we package ourselves. Sometimes if you see a CEO standing at the traffic lights, you will not think they're a CEO just because of how they are dressed. Mm. So dress code is important. But I also want to say to believers, it is important because we are ambassadors for Christ.
So iron that shirt.
That is it. You are representing him. Mm. If you're representing yourself, no problem. Yeah, you can show up anyhow.
Because there are others just wake up and with the ID talk or don't know what you call them in English, and they are there selling. And you're like, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So if we are showing up like that, and that is why I said you were talking about higher grade, because if we are there representing ourselves, if you're there, you're selling your tomatoes for yourself. If that is just about you, then it's fine. Because that's how you want to represent yourself. But if we are ambassadors for Christ, then maybe we need to consult the word and see what the word says about representing him wherever we are.
Sure.
Sometimes I will fly maybe to like the United States. And you'll be in that flight for 16 hours, 17 hours, if it's a straight flight. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to be comfortable. I want to be this. But then I remember, I'm going to walk through the airport.
You're
I'm going to walk
ambassador.
Through the diplomatic queues. I'm an ambassador. And then I realize that I'm representing him.
Hey, man, I even got goosebumps. Because.
And right there, because I'm representing him, and he's paid the ultimate price. To dress properly is really should be neither here nor there.
Sure, you know, I got goosebumps because I mentioned the word you're an ambassador, and that's who we are
amen.
Here on earth.
That's it.
I see Mahloni Gokyana, hello, saying amen. Lucas Carr, amen. Zenzi says, morning, my sisters. Yo, Ziyabuya today. I love you. God bless you. Hey, Ziyabuya, Zenzile. Hey, Sambogos, Espeto Ma, Muchumi Namtlanj. She has this shambog. But it's time that we get our story right. But now here comes our gifts and talents and in our marketplace where you find there's something that is so difficult for me to do. Mm-hmm. I always get it wrong, even if I put my all in it. Mm-hmm. How do I then make sure that at the end of the day, I win this one, I excel, that at the end of the day, I represented him well?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are you talking about just when skills and competencies when you're doing your job?
Yeah, you're trying because we're talking on my abilities. And when I went into this space, I knew I can do this. Mm. But yet, my clients keep bringing back that project and they're like, so kupela change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're asking for change.
Wonderful.
Or your boss calls you into their office from time to time because you failed in that space.
Yeah.
But you know that I am doing my best as God's child.
Mm.
So how do you get to a point where you excel and you represent him well as God in that space when it's difficult, when it's hard?
Mm. Amen. Thank you for that question. So we said that's our topic today about using our gifts, our talents and our abilities in the marketplace. So because it starts with God, you have to always go back to God. Mm. The minute you start leaning on my certificate, my master's degree, my training, if it's anything else that you put more weight on to make you survive in the marketplace, you are at some point going to feel that pressure that you're talking about. All of us, myself as well. Obviously, I started as an HR professional, a graduate, and I became the head of HR where I went.
Mm.
Every time you get promoted, you will start feeling that feeling of discomfort or times when you're asked to do something different. There would be times when I was asked, for example, because I was doing HR for different countries, I wouldn't know the labor laws of different countries.
Mm.
And imagine if I advise them wrongly, the company would be taken. You know how CCMA is here in South Africa. Mm. So that is just common to any work environment if you're going to progress in it. So, but what I always do is because I know God placed me there. Mm. I didn't come there because how clever I am or anybody did me a favor. Because God placed me there, he will keep me there.
Mm.
So I would just have to have a teachable spirit to see when, if my clients are giving me data and the feedback, the same kind of feedback all the time. Prudence, but you're not this. Prudence, your product this. Then I must attend to that feedback. That's what feedback is about.
Mm.
So if we are not open to that, if you don't have a teachable spirit, if you don't pick up the phone and say, you know, Prudence, you know, I've just started as an HR graduate and I'm having this challenge. Can you advise me? And you don't reach out to others, because that is why Jesus said, don't forsake the community, the fellowship of the saints. There's always someone who can assist you with what you're struggling with. There's always someone who's gone ahead of you. I function in ministry, and I often pick up the phone and say, Archbishop, this is my problem. I'll say, Pastor, this is my problem. I reach out because I don't operate as a lone ranger, and sometimes people want to show up like that. So for the person who feels pressure of your work, I will say remain teachable. Pray and ask God to help you. The Holy Spirit is a helper.
And he knows all things.
Thank you.
He's right a there. Teacher. He knows
that,
all
that's
things.
It. But if you went there with your qualification paper, you are going to feel
you'll
the
end
heat.
Up on the qualification paper.
I'm telling you.
All right, family, the lines are open for you. You can talk to us on 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial and talk to us in the studio. Alternatively, you can just drop us a WhatsApp on 0826572729, 0826572729. You can also send us a message on our Facebook. We are live right there on Facebook. Saying morning, family. Morning. I'm with you guys. Thank you so much, Ma. Ma is a retired nursing sister. Oh, so it's always awesome to see her. And I know that when she's here, all the other retired nursing sisters, they are tuned in. We love you, Ma. So thank you so much for that. Hector Samson, hello to you. Good morning. I won't read the other one. Ish, you know, I have to go through it first three times before I can talk about it, Hector. And you know why. Lucas Carr says, the reflection of who God is in our lives is reflected in how we live our lives. Mm. Knowing him, not knowing about him alone, is the standard of how we live.
That's the mic.
Conversion must match with our practical lifestyle. Lucas Vinga in Welcome. Thank you so much.
People read so our much. Lives first before they hear our preaching.
All right, let's take a break, Ma. And then when we come back, I have a question. My question is, so most of the times I've heard, especially from some young preachers in the previous time, and I still hear it now, where people would say, I saw this person who's not saved. I saw this person and people follow him or follow her. And I was like, no, I can't be. No. Jesus has to be lifted up the same way or even beyond. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do better than that person. Mm-hmm. And they measure their abilities and strengths against that person. Should we be doing that? Mm. And should we be getting counsel from those who are outside? Say, for example, I do presenting on radio, but I listen to another one who's doing a secular whatever, who doesn't even know Christ. Mm. And I'm like, I'm going to beat you. Mm. Should we be comparing ourselves with the standards that are not
of the world?
All right, we're coming back. Taking the sounds of Apostle Jethro Malinzisa, I'm so in love with you. We're coming back.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
I'm so in love with you. And that is Jethro Malinzisa, Apostle Jethro Malinzisa. 27 minutes it is, just before 11, and at 11 o'clock I'll be saying goodbye to you. Germany Yanni Belsa will be coming through with perspective. I'm not alone. I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, and we're answering the question on how to represent Christ in the marketplace, how to glorify him with your gifts, talents, and abilities. Ma, I asked you a question, that should we be comparing ourselves with the world?
No, we should not be comparing ourselves with the world. You came out of the world. Yes. So why are we now going back? You were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of his son. So why would I go back? If it was so good, you shouldn't even have come out. Mm. So again, that is just showing us that we are not clear on what the mandate of the kingdom is. We don't understand that Jesus has called us out. In fact, we are called out ones. Mm. So we should not be comparing ourselves. And even in the kingdom, we should not be comparing ourselves
with anyone.
We are so unique. God has such a unique and unique purpose for you and for your life. You know, no one can do ministry the way I do it, how God has called me, with my personality, with my DNA, with my gifts, my talents and abilities. That even makes me unique. You can come and do marketplace ministry. You can come and go and preach in the nations, but it would be different. And that is why I admire when I sit in meetings and when I attend conferences and other people are ministering, I just see the genius of God when they express their gifts, talents and abilities in such an amazing way. And even the prophets, when we are sitting, because the Bible tells us when you are in the company of prophets, we judge prophecy. So when I see how other people express their prophetic gifts, it's amazing for me. So that's what I like. So I don't compare myself and I don't compete with anyone. I just stay true to who God has created me to be and what he's called me to do in his kingdom. So, coming back to how do we give expression to our gifts, talents, and abilities in the marketplace so that we can bring glory to God? We are doing that in such a way that when people see us as those professionals, as I said, it is a gift on top. So what is the foundation? The foundation is God. The foundation is Christ. The foundation is the Holy Spirit that indwells you. On top of that, you then go to school. You go and learn whatever skill. You are skilled as a construction worker, as a medical doctor, as a lawyer, all the different fields that we practice. And then you give expression to that in the marketplace. Now you, on top of that, have the Holy Spirit. So there are so many lists of gifts in the Bible, and I want us to go back there, because in Romans 12, it talks about the gifts of God, and I mentioned that last week, that the gifts of God are the gifts that you show up in this world. You have got a natural leaning towards them, and we want you to develop those gifts as you are out there in the marketplace. Here it says, if it's prophecy, prophesy in proportion to your faith. If it's ministry, ministering, teaching, teach. If it's exhortation, exhort. If it is giving, give with liberality. If it's leadership, lead with diligence. If it is showing mercy, do that. And it talks about the gift of hospitality. So when we see these gifts, we want you to be aware of them, because you have to discover your gifts first. In fact, there's another step before discovery, is exploring. Am I a prophet, or do I have the gift of prophecy? Am I a teacher, or do I have the gift of teaching? That is also important, because when you know that, the reason why we also see some error in the church is because you have the gift of prophecy, which believers have, then now I am just proclaiming myself as a prophet, right? Those are two completely different things. And the gift operates completely differently. So it's important for you to know. So once I understand that this gift of, it's a gift of teaching, I don't just naturally teach people. It's actually inherent in me. It's like wherever I go, I do that. Then you submit that gift to God and you will see how far God will take that gift.
Yeah.
You will then become one of those well-known people to say, this teacher affected my life. You know, there's some people who would come and talk about their teachers, how their teachers taught them in whatever year. 40 years later, the person is still talking about their teacher who believed in them, motivated them, who didn't label them, and all of those kind of things. That most likely is a gift that that person has. And because that gift is what God has given to him, to that person, to give expression to the God in them, people will constantly benefit from it. And that's why those well-known people will then afterwards say, it all started with my teacher who believed in me. So we want you to explore the gift to understand what it is. And then if it's leadership, you know, one of the big things for me that was a big aha moment is because I'm in the space of leadership. Because I said HR, I obviously train leaders, training and development, all of that. I was looking at the world and saying, why is there such a big gap in leadership in the world, whether it's all the way from the top, leaders in government, presidents, leaders of companies, leaders in communities, leaders in families. Why is there such a gap? It's when I stumbled upon this to see leadership is also a gift, I thought, there you go. Wow. It's not a topic that you learn in the university only. Mm. Mm. That's the leadership that we will learn there. But God has a completely different way of us leading. Mm. So, you know, Jesus often would tell his disciples, if you want to be first, be last. If you want to be if you want to be the leader, serve. So we don't learn that in university. When we are in university and we study leadership, they tell you, if you want to be a leader, you must be charismatic. You must do this. And then Jesus comes to show servant leadership. And he says, if you want to be first, if you want to be the leader, serve. Mm. So it means you are the leader. You are making the coffee. When you walk into the meeting with your team, can I get a cup of coffee for you? You are not the one who walks in last and expect to sit in the best place. And then you expect somebody to bring your coffee.
You are the server.
That's what we taught. So, you know, Sibongile, I've realized that what we've been taught in universities is what you were talking about. Exactly. Mm. Emulating others in the world, but it's against the godly principles in the Bible. Mm. So we must study our manual and know how we must lead through what the Bible says, not what we see in terms of what we are taught in the universities. And then also the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These are just such an amazing list of gifts. So I'm just going to go through them so that you know, and as you're listening to me today, to go away and reflect on it and go away and pray about it. Talk to God about it. Lord, what is my gift? Mm. I've actually never considered that you've given me gifts. Mm. All I do is I go to the marketplace with my skills, with my certificates, with my work experience. But what are my God-given gifts, talents, and abilities? Mm. What are they? Mm. And it says here, to one is given the word of wisdom, to another the second gift the word of knowledge. This is, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. To another the second gift the word of knowledge. Third one, gift of faith. Mm. I've dropped the mic right there. We need faith to operate as children of God. To another, gifts of healings. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. Discerning of spirits. What spirit is operating in this office? What spirit is behind this person who's always gossiping? What spirit is this? What spirit is behind this person who's always sabotaging people, talking behind the back, stabbing them in the back? Because these are things that we meet in the marketplace. What spirit is this? As the person comes, they will be stroking you, buying you coffee, but there's a spirit that is operating through them, and they're waiting for the opportune time to stab you in the back. I'll drop the mic right there. So the Bible says there's a gift of discerning of spirits. And then the next one, number 8, is different kinds of tongues. And number 9 is the interpretation of those tongues. So the Holy Spirit has also got these gifts that he gives us. And so what we must strive to do is to explore and understand what our gifts are. And you know, when we do know that, we will operate like a well-oiled machine. Even when we're in the church, we will know. What is my gift?
All right. We are unable to finish this today. But I see some family members are writing in, and we have to say goodbye to you. Gogos Jagia, thank you. Who says, oh, yes, yes, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Radio Pulpit. Amen.
Amen.
Ogutla says, just discovered that God gave me the gift of teaching. Have been doing it without realizing that I was teaching. It was just something I was doing, but it took my mom saying to you teach, even in the word, you teach, had to reflect on everything I do, and I realized I teach. So praying and hoping God guides me as I am now aware and purposely working to grow it. I think, Ma, let's get deeper into it next week, Wednesday, when we get here into the spiritual gifts. Because we, the spiritual gift, church. Spiritual gift, invite. Not in the marketplace. So, yes. Ma, quickly, I understand that we are doing something very soon at IMS.
Yes.
And how do we get involved? Yes. How do we become part of the conference that's coming?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, on the 29th of June, we're having our next Marketplace Champions Conference. And as we said, we once again, we are bringing out the best marketplace ministers, those who are champions for the kingdom of God in the marketplace, and they're going to help us to know how are we going to, again, use our gifts, abilities, and talents. And they are using this to steward kingdom wealth. So 29th of June, mark it on your calendars at 9 o'clock. We are meeting sharp and IMS is again going to bring you the best.
Mm.
But I also want to invite you every Tuesday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. We have marketplace meetings. So how are you going to be equipped so that when you come to these conferences, you already know I am in progress, but I want to know more how to unlock the value that God has put inside of me. So 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Wednesday, you can see on our social media handles, International Marketplace Summit, that is on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And our Instagram handle is marketplacesummit.online. Join us there, and then also the WhatsApp line, 063-361-4417. We want to see you every Tuesday, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Zoom online. We are going to equip you how to be effective in your marketplace.
And that's where you're going to get all the information of what Ma has just said. All right. We are unable because of time to even pray today, close in prayer, to pray for you, even to pray for our country. But yes, we encourage you to keep doing that. Do not forget to pray for our country on a daily basis. Stand in the gap, pray for even the elections that are coming, and allow the Lord Holy Spirit to lead you into some of the things that might not be seen, that might not be common to everybody, but just to highlight those to you so that you know what to pray for. And yeah, we are signing out. Do remember, it's International Marketplace Summit on Instagram, on Facebook,
YouTube, LinkedIn,
everywhere else.
Amen.
Go to those sites and find out more about the International Marketplace Summit, and also attend to make sure that you are also blessed. But there's also something that you started, a prayer on Thursdays.
Yes, we pray third Thursday of every month. We pray for marketplace related issues.
Okay, family, you cannot miss this one. Signing out. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Next up is Germany Johann Els, but we are going to go through this before we get to him.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.